Welcome to Rolling Intentions. My name is Jason. Today, we're playing the first game actual play session of Burning Wheel. Today we have...
Nagor, Keeper of the Chalice of the Damned.
Mike.
Leon.
And I think
you know,
we were...
normal people names.
Mock not the title of Nagor, Keeper of the Chalice of the Damned.
We are getting ready to do... Well, I forgot to write down stuff, so... Anyways, I'm getting everybody to probably restate their character sheet shit. We had a whole section where we didn't do skills on the actual podcast.
I almost never listen to our podcast because sitting down listening to myself do something I've already done makes me go fucking nuts. So all you people out there who are making comments on things that I may have done, do not ever comment directly to me on those things because I will have no fucking clue what you're talking about because I won't remember them because I haven't listened through the podcast, nor do I know what has been added in or taken out by Jason. He could completely fuck me over and I would have no idea.
That would be funny. I just take your sentences and just cut out words and be like, I fuck me.
I'd be surprised if you did something like that.
To be completely honest, most of the sentences, all you have to do is just take them out of context and you can just leave them as is and they're bad enough.
Oh, I just take
them. Generally, yeah. with the kind of things we get into with Monster Hearts, man.
Oh,
God, I hate you, Kumar. You're such a fag. Take that sentence and leave it hanging.
Yeah.
No explanation of who Kumar is. Yeah. Just my character's a horrible, sexist, racist fuck.
It was funny.
Baron, the lover of Cheetos. More original than me, I would have just put Baron, the gay elf.
Look, only an elf in this game, not in Monster Hearts. I actually rarely play elves because generally they tend to be kind of boring. They're always stereotypical.
This game, they're just emo.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, so, I saw your post for, what was it, Monster Hearts, and I'm like, completely and utterly uninterested.
Wow. It is the shit.
It is a wicked game. Oh, God. Alright, so... We're going to just go over character sheets real quick here, and also let me jump
in. Which brings me to my earlier question. With the traits, I don't know if they work the same way with the skills, that I had to take the first one out of every...
You do, yeah.
Okay, then I don't have it fucked up.
Good.
I just don't know what happened to do, because I have so many.
Yeah, you just got a lot. I think you had like 9 or something. Yeah.
Jesus, really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of traits.
That's
points.
A lot of trait points.
It must be an orc thing. They must just get a shit ton of traits.
Your beliefs. Gruul's beliefs.
I will behead Gonash and regain my lost honor. I will show this town I'm more than just another orc.
I will show this town I'm more than an orc. I will quit smoking. I will quit smoking before I get cancer.
I want to live as a hero and champion among the people.
Is that the same thing, I wonder? Maybe for your third one, you should choose an objective.
Objective?
With beliefs, you're basically telling me what you want to do. So...
And I do not want to become a hero and champion of people?
Yeah, but how? Do you have anything that you want to reclaim?
My wolf.
Is there something... Find your wolf.
I will not rest till I find... Gruulclaw, because I can't come up with names.
Name him Ugluck.
Why the fuck Ugluck?
Ugluck led the assault on Helm's Deep.
What's your instincts?
Always take the biggest guy first. There's a bunch of guys there and a giant statue. I'll take the statue. I will never harm my allies. Never back away from a fight.
What's your traits?
My traits are lynx eyed, burning coals. That allows me to see in the dark.
Oh.
Vile language. Speaking orcish gibberish.
Okay.
Silent hatred. Intense hatred. Savage consequences.
I'll look for it while you read those off.
Hasting lash. Familiar face. Familiar face is one of those things where everyone recognizes my face. So you're that guy. You burned my house. No, that was probably my cousin.
List off your skills and your numbers for your skills.
Okay. Mounted combat, black 3. Armor, black 2. Command, black 3. Foraging, Black 2. Axe, Black 5. Clan-wise, Black 4. Brutal Intimidation, Black 4. Scavenger, Black 3. Great Wolf Husbandry, Black 4. Riding, Black 4. Brawling, Black 1. Apparently I don't know how to brawl. Drinking, Black 3. I can drink, but I can't brawl.
But you can always link your axe with your brawling as a fork if you're fighting dirty. Right?
Haggling, Black 3.
Cool. Give me the last bit of thing we needed is your relationships and affiliations and stuff.
My relationships. Gonash is the evil bastard that threw me from my high horse and took my throne.
Okay.
Dredger was a general underneath me, and he kind of fell the way of Gonash and backstabbed me.
Excellent.
Circles, I do have one marked in, but I can't remember what I said about
it. Your affiliations?
Yeah, reputation.
Reputation.
I must have reputation because of my status.
Yeah, your previous ruler or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so remember to keep that in there, too. All right, so that's good enough. We're going to go to the next character person.
I'll just name Arthos.
Arthos?
Yes.
Arthos. All right. Arthos, what's your belief?
Let's see. They start with, Orc has saved my life, so I shall protect him. Orcs have slain my comrades. They shall pay with rivers of blood. And I must stop at nothing to retrieve her locket and memories of her.
And your instincts?
Never trust an elf. Never allow anyone to insult a dwarf. I'm really not sure.
Put yourself in your character's shoes and think of something that he always does.
Well, I just think of little things, like he's not the type to ever leave food in his plate.
I can see messing with you.
Yeah, I can do that, totally.
All right, cook tonight. I will always accept gifts. My blade, I'll take it.
Never turn down a free gift. That's
never,
good.
Never turn down a free gift. Oh.
That's fun.
What's your traits?
Bearded. Resigned to death.
Leave me. Go on with that. Wait, we're going to get you out of this, old man. I'm going to die anyways. Go on. Basically.
Okay, time is here.
Yeah, time is up.
Wounded. I'm comfortable here. Just
You don't want to accept
I'm
help.
Comfortable, passion.
So what's the other trait you have?
Oh, oddly likable. Oath sworn. Tough.
Just the stuff for skills and your numbers, any relationships and affiliations you may have.
Okay. Conspicuous. Black 4.
Yeah.
Axe Black 9.
Jesus.
Intimidation, Black 5. Commands, Black 4. Mm-hmm. Armor, Black 2. Shield, Black 2. Ugly Truth, Black 5. Brawling, Black 6.
I can't wait till you start using Ugly Truth. That's really fun. And what do you got for relationships or affiliations?
One relationship with Olga, Barmaid. And for reputation, I have 25 reputation points with the Blue Suns, which is the Regional Mercenary Association.
Brogan, what is your character's name?
I won't be lazy. I'm going to just call him Haldir.
Hey.
Acceptable elf name. My beliefs are... I will live up to my father's legacy. I will not suffer the false lord under the mountain to live. And those who violate nature's path must be returned to the earth.
So, instincts. The first one?
Never bow to the will of a human.
Okay. Second one?
Always fall asleep last.
Okay.
And my third, I never lie. Ever. Ever.
Oh my god.
It's gonna be interesting when you try to roll the ugly truth. Traits.
So the first three are sort of elven lineage traits. Etharkol, Fae, and Amon. They all refer to me being born
like a
nobility. Nobility. My next one is Sword of the White Tower, which tells people that I was for a while a song sword or song blade.
Okay.
I don't remember which. But so other song blades in the Protector cast get along well with me. They give me a plus one to circles with them. Prince of the Blood and Lord of the Ages.
You want to go down through the last thing, which is your skills and stuff?
Sure.
And your relationships?
I don't have relationships because I'm an elf and really old. Nobody used to know is dead, and except for my elf people.
And your elf people don't like you that much.
Not really,
because they think you're like.
Well, I'm kind of a shitty leader. I didn't lead them into indentured service.
You just allowed everybody to become slaves.
Yeah, like, thus far I've not had the most successful leading term. My spell skills are Alarm, 5, black. Song of the Sword, 7, black. Voice of the Ages, 5, black. Doomsayer, 10, black. Council Caller, 8, black. And then my skill skills are Sword, 9, black. Song of Lordship, 7 black. Etiquette, 5 black. I think. No, sorry, 3 black. Mending, 5 black. Armor, 3 black. Bow, 7 black. Fletching, 6 black. Voice of Thunder, 3 black. Brawling, 6 black. And Knives, 3 black.
You can brawl better than I can!
Yes.
WTF!
So we were talking about you guys knowing each other, but how is it that the elf knows? How do you two know each other?
Okay, well, my only relationship is with Olga, owner of a local tavern. Chances are she's probably the only dwarven tavern there, which is why they sell dwarven ale, which is why I know the place.
Okay.
Makes sense.
If anything, I'm pretty certain if I have a job in the community, it would have to do with making bows and arrows, being as I have fletching.
So
that's kind of my, like, profession skill.
So maybe you meet travelers in the inn and they...
It's entirely possible I make arrows for people and that he met me during that job. However, I'd be more inclined to say that I've been scouting for mercenaries to do something about this orc in the mountain issue.
And the only dwarven-run tavern is the one most likely to be friendly to elves versus any human-run tavern.
It's also the one most likely to be looking to get rid of orcs from the fourth home.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay, I got an idea. So, today, the Human Republic has decided that, they are going to, send, because there's been, like, a lot of, like, kind of, like, because they have, like, farms and shit outside the town.
A lot of raiding and pillaging.
Right? Yeah, a lot of raiding and pillaging. So the Human Republic, they're giving off, like, small rewards to elves to go out and complete a problem. The mayor of the town has posted a meeting inviting elves to a meeting hall to discuss the pillaging of the farms.
I see.
But elves in particular.
As one of the pillars of the community, of course I have to come.
Right. But it specifically says elves.
That's a little distressing. As a pillar of the community, I find this distasteful and questionable.
Alright, so we have to figure it out. So you guys are going to the bar. In the bar, Olga is working. She pours up like a bit of ale. And she passes it over to you the moment that you enter the door. What you doing there? What brings you here?
You wouldn't be intimidated by the fact that I'm, like, right next to him.
Probably not. Unless you're...
I may not think she's seen everything.
Unless you're trying to intimidate her.
No, I wouldn't advise it.
No?
Not all of it. Looking for work, as always.
Looking for work, are you? Huh. I suppose after what happened... Did you ever tell her any stories or anything like that? Or have you ever gone into details of your... What happened that ungodly night where all your comrades died and you were the only one left?
Most likely she's well apprised of most of mercenary work.
Yeah.
That night included.
Okay.
Though sparse details.
All right.
It's not something my character would talk about too much.
Yeah. Looking for orcs, are you?
As always.
Well, looks like you found one. Pointing at the big guy there.
This is a different kind of orc.
Is he now? What makes him different?
I'll just flex in the back.
Everybody's sort of like giving you an odd look, like kind of like a bit of a stare. There's other dwarves here because this is a dwarven bar, and all of them like have their weapons kind of gripped. on their sides.
I know this orc may not look smarter than the rest or anything special of the sort, but I owe this orc.
Huh, do you? Well, I won't be questioning you. Just watch out for Ricard. And she points at this other greybeard. And he's, like, got his foot up on his table, like, the short little table is there. And he's drinking from his, like, big goblets. And he's kind of messy because he's kind of building. And he has, like, a small group with him. And they all carry, like, weapons stuff because they all look like another band of mercenaries. Almost like a rival band. So when you're cashing in your bounty...
None of your concern.
What you mean is none of my concern. Bringing filth like that in here... You're just starting stirring up trouble there, lad.
I'm just chewing on a piece of wood right now.
Yeah?
Ignore, completely oblivious.
I'll walk in his direction, ready to draw my axe.
Everybody gets up immediately from the table, and you start coming with your axe off, like, your hand on your axe.
Do you have a problem with me?
I got a problem with you. You're bringing dirty, stinking orcs into a dwarven tavern, and everybody's like, ah!
Rabble, 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 rabble.
Yeah, well, they're pretty like, ah! And they cheer, cheer, almost like. And she's, and you hear Olga say, now, lads, sit down. There's none of that in here.
I was going to say, Olga is the only one with authority in this place.
Yeah, she doesn't have authority outside this place.
So you'd like to take this outside, then?
Oh, are you challenging me to a fight? And he's sitting down at the head of the table.
So if I would like to come up and kick that table...
Or kick this chair out from under him?
I'd like to kick the table in his face.
Kick the table in his face? All right. Well, you give him a big shove, and it knocks him right off his chair. And he falls on his back. He's like, oh, you little bastard! And everybody's like... It takes out their weapons, and it all goes like, oh, no! Not in here! Not in here! And she, like runs over and, like, wastes ale all over the place as she's, like... As she, like, drops, like, her mugs or whatever... Yeah, you're not taking it there. And you should know, you're both brothers, you know? You're both dwarves. You shouldn't be having this fighting. Not in there, not out there. We're already in a big enough trouble as it is. Didn't you guys remember? Just 80 years ago. And he's just like, oh no. I know your father. It's not worth the time to speak about. He just stands up and he just kicks the chair aside.
I walk up to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Ignoring him and take a drink of that ale that Olga passed me on the way in.
Sure.
And asking another ale for the orc may escalate the situation, but I think Olga calmed it. Yeah. An ale for the orc.
So what would the orc do? In this whole thing, you've seen what happened.
Well, I've seen what happened. While they were calling me names, I was just laying down in the corner. Just chewing on a piece of wood that I found.
I'll be seeing you around, laddie. Just keep your eyes...
If they actually instigated, I would have to... I would have to get involved. But essentially, they even got into the argument because I was in the room. And I would never harm my ally. That would have been so funny, actually.
I think it would have been a close fight. I think we could have come out on top.
Yeah. They would have swung out of the room.
Because they wouldn't, you get the drop on them because they wouldn't expect your chains to actually be just.
Just there.
Just for show.
True.
And so. You'd be arms.
Alrighty. So they walk out the door as a band. Alrighty. Back to you. So, what do you do? The elves, you see a group, a family of elves that you know. How do you know these elves? What do you know these elves? And what do they do?
I think that the mother of the elves is the one that does my laundry.
Does your laundry?
Yes.
The mother?
Yeah.
Why is she going through this?
But because doing laundry for other poor people doesn't pay very well.
She's looking to earn money for her family.
Yes. She's taking her husband and her oldest son there.
Okay. So you see them walking, scuttling along, going towards the direction of where the orc thing is, and they see you. Oh, hell dear. How have you been? Or should they see whatever the elven thing is for?
Hello. The greeting.
Yeah. Ashnadas of Volodar.
I fare well. How does your family do?
times are tough, as always. And our immortality, even here, makes us feel mortal. We hunger to have our lives back, and we're not sure how to go about doing this. Perhaps following the ways of the humans will lead us, give us a home, like they promised, right? Right, Helldare?
Humans.
They say that they're going to give our lands back.
Humans say many things. Few of them are true.
I suppose you're right. Is your husband with her?
Yes. Very much so. She's there with, she's clearly...
And where were you? And... The time the orcs came... Shush! Don't mind him. He's just a little...
Standing beside my father as he was cut down. I led us away from death. If you have an issue with that, take it up with... You may take it up with me now.
I knew your father. We all did. The great man. That's all he says. Kind of stares off. And she's like, I apologize. We're just going to the job. There's something to do with the orcs there. My husband, he knows how to use a sword. He used to train. You remember?
I recall he was training to be a soldier protector, Lyra. And worry not about his tone. Tempers run high these days. We will endure. I, too, was going to see what these jobs entailed.
Yes, perhaps we can all work together. It'd be like old times, she says nervously. Mm. She begins bringing, let's get going. We have to find answers to our causes.
Anything that brings further death to the orcs cannot be all bad.
So you guys go to the thingy?
Certainly.
All right, cool.
I'm going.
All right. Upon entering, it's kind of like a barn, and it's not really that well lit. It's kind of dirty, right? But there definitely seems to be a podium of some sort, and a human person there, not the mayor, as what the actual thing says, but he definitely looks like some kind of soldier and such. And he's already in the middle of speaking to some elves, and there's not a lot there, there's only a few. And then the moment you enter, the man seems to stop, and he's like, oh, we have some more visitors. Come on in. We were just explaining our plans upon getting rid of this orcish nuisance. It's been pestering our farms, he says.
And what would you have my people do, human?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just offering them opportunities. Take up a sword or two, Drive away some evil beings from our lands. It's a good cause, and it is good for your kind.
It is true that there are some of my people skilled with the blade that have not found work in their home, in their own trades of late.
Well, everybody has their specialties.
I do not trust your words, human.
I'm only offering a job opportunity.
So he's trying to hire us as guards for the farms, basically?
Yes.
Okay.
In the most dangerous spots.
Oh, they're going to put us at, right at the forehead. We're going to be cannon fodder, stormtrooper.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
You have any problems with that?
Well... Yes and no. So I think my character has an issue with the idea of sending my people into the most dangerous areas preferentially over humans. But being as it's a choice for my people...
Okay.
I'm a leader and I could theoretically just be like, no, you're not doing that. But okay. It's not like they're forcing us to.
No. They're giving you the opportunity. He's manipulating them into listening to them, basically. And they're going for it. They're eating it up like... They're going like, yes, we can do something. We can do this. We can protect the lands and save our people. Because he's basically saying your people was a lot of it. It was very much like, what about your families? Your people.
What about our families? We own no farms or land. As it stands, I think I am trying just to call his bluff to make people see that it's kind of not really on the level.
Okay.
If they still want to take the work, I mean, the work is work. I don't have an issue with that. I just don't want them not knowing what the work is and who they're protecting.
Okay.
My intent is to make sure everybody understands exactly what they're doing.
So you want to basically make sure... You want to fish out the truth.
Yes.
All right.
I want to expose the truth.
Expose the truth. Alrighty, not a problem. Well, what kind of skill would be used to expose the truth?
I have no idea, but I can guarantee you I'm not trained in it.
That's fine. You can still use beginner's luck.
Yes.
And, of course, you know what failures do. Fun things.
Well, it also allows me to train in a new skill, which is always exciting.
Yes. So he's using Orator. And I think Orator is,
Orator is Will, so I have
Will. You roll your beginner's luck, it's half of your brute stat, and you get a...
then Will.
And Will?
Yes.
Okay, and you need an additional success.
Okay.
So it's your Will... And you need two successes to count as the first success. And then every success after that is normal.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Compared to him, who has a skill, he just rolls the dice, and whatever his successes are, he gets. So he's trying to convince the people. Convince people this is a good opportunity. You're trying to fish out the truth.
Yeah.
He has one success.
So I need to beat him by two successes?
You need to get three successes.
Cool. I have a mere two. Oh, no, I have three. Four is a success.
Yes.
I come forth and say, and what farms are we protecting? What of our people do we defend?
The northern farms.
We own no farms in the north, nor the south, east, or west. You have given us no land on which to farm at all. Leave us to rot in the alienages.
Well, once you complete your task...
You'll what? Send us back to the slums, those of us that are still alive?
And then people start leaving. And he's like, no, wait, don't leave. Look, we'll give you lands, we'll give you stuff, you know? We're just here to help you, to keep things going, to make the elves happy and stuff.
Nice choice of words.
Well, he failed his order. Yeah. He's stuttering and stuff.
My people are neither shy nor weak, but do not deign lie to us.
The guy seems to kind of glare at you a little bit as you humiliate him in front of your folks. And he speaks up and says, do you know who your people are? They have no home. I am trying to just merely give them a reason to even exist. People are just getting upset with him. The remaining people anyways.
Took me up my advice of...
Elves need. We have no need of humans to give us purpose for existence.
Well, remember that the next time the orcs come, perhaps we won't save your skin at all. He says, and he storms off the podium, like kicks it over, and like as he's going down out of the barn.
Is that a barn?
Yeah, they gathered us in a barn.
That isn't a slap in the face.
A little bit.
The elves just kind of stare at him as he leaves. He's known as like an important figure. Ooh, what is he? What rank is he?
I think he's
Castle?
A guard. He's not the like overall guard captain. He's one of the lieutenants. So he's sort of one of like three second in commands guard for the big town.
Sure.
Because the town's fairly sizable, right? So
yeah.
He's got to have more than one lieutenant. I think he's a lieutenant.
Cool. No problem. So the lieutenant just storms out. What was that all about? One of the what's his name? The guy that you were talking to.
I don't have his name.
Yeah. What is his name?
He will be Darren.
Darren?
Darren. Yes. He's fairly young. He has a human name.
Job opportunity didn't sound so great after all.
Humans trying to get us to give our lives to defend them. With no recompense once again.
Sick of being treated like a second-class citizen. We used to be that we were the protectors, the overseers, the watchers, and now, what are we reduced to? Slaves.
I, too, tire of this meager existence.
We have a better purpose in life. This wasn't it.
Agreed, and perhaps it is time we did something about that.
Okay, we'll skip your scene over to the other guys in the bar.
Yay!
Still drinking. So what's the story behind this orc here? It just looks like an ordinary, average orc, but it looks like somebody I've seen before. What is this? What is your story, orc?
Gruul smash. Gruul smash lots. Smash Gruul.
Just
Gruul another that door friend.
He's just another orc, isn't he? Always out for blood. Yeah.
Gruul like blood. Gruul miss me treat.
Yes, but this orc is out for orc blood.
Is he now?
Gruul hate Gronash.
Oh. Seems a bit feisty one. Who's Gronash?
Gronash leads leads Gruul's orcs.
Your orcs? What is this story?
Way to roleplay your silent hatred.
Long story short, Olga. This orc wants to kill other orcs, and he saved my life, so I owe him.
Well, I've been hearing there've been a lot of things going on out in the farmlands, and I don't know. I didn't really want to get involved or anything, but
are there any jobs on the mercenary boards for the for these distresses?
There is one board, and it has like a face. It's kind of scarred, right? It's got an orc face on the board, and it's like wanted dead or alive, and it's a dredger, and it's a good reward for it.
Dredger. I know Dredger. I smash Dredger.
Oh, Dredger's your friend.
He was my friend.
Yeah. See, last seen near the town, it says.
Friend orc, we must go see Dredger. Smash orcs long way.
For that much coin, no argument here. We get up and we leave the tavern.
Okay.
My team will follow me because I'm like...
We find orcs, we find Dredger.
Well,
that's my logic.
Or...
Okay.
I leave the tavern.
I see orc studies wouldn't be that common here.
No, you're the only one.
Okay.
Oh.
Orcs.
I'd be running to walk at least beside him and not behind him.
Okay.
And I'd be grabbing the job posting, the wanted poster for Dredger on my way out. Examining it for any other information.
Where are you headed to? You hear a voice behind you. You see a band of angry dwarves.
Familiar? Angry dwarves?
Very familiar.
None of your business, old man.
Oh, I see you got something in your hand there. That's your next, the next bit of coin.
Are they, are they, like, standing in our way?
No, they're behind you.
Okay, just be honest. Damn.
The Gadger bit exit town. They all got their arms crossed. They're kind of, like, upset still. Well, don't try too hard. Remember what happened last time.
Are you insulting me, old man?
There's nothing to insult.
I draw my axe and go straight for him.
Okay.
Oh, what's my god!
What's your intent?
Splitting his skull.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough.
Oh, wait, we're still in the town. Fuck.
Yeah, you're still in the town, yeah.
We're still in town. Oh, god. This is going to be bad.
Not a problem. He will draw his weapon. You're attacking. The orc can't do anything right now unless...
I'm just breaking free the...
Of the chains?
Yeah. Would I have my axe on me?
Yes.
Okay. Just take your axe is probably hidden behind you.
Yeah.
Alright, you can give him a helping dice.
Excellent. I will help you. I'm borrowing one of your dice.
That's what they're there for.
And you have to help. And you get to roll whatever... So you're using your axe, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Alrighty.
Your axe skill.
Maybe I'm just picking you up and throwing you at
him. I have a number. Does that mean the number of dice?
That's the number of dice.
Nine?
Nine dice.
What's the helping dice?
And he gets helpers for every person in his band, which is four. Because they're all there to fight.
So they're all there to die!
His intention is to embarrass you and humiliate you in front of everybody. That's his intent. Your intent is to kill him.
Well, he had it coming.
And then you can fork in your brawl.
Okay. While I'm going up, I have no intention of fighting fairly. So that's a dwarf.
We got one, two, three, four, five, six successes.
Fours?
Four, six successes, yes.
Four, five, six.
Okay. You can spend a fate point, take successes, and then re-roll your sixes. And any sixes you get, you counter it and roll again.
Oh, okay. I will do that.
Okay, sure. Spend a fate, so.
Yes.
Though I advise you, it's always a horrible idea to not use the red dice.
Have two fives.
Okay. So you win.
Well, my intent here was simply to split his skull, so I go straight for him, drawing my axe.
Yep. And he...
Shielded hands, going forward with the axe, yep. Ready to fight any which way possible.
So you push through the crowd, right? Because they're all about to draw their weapons.
I toss them aside with my shield,
yep.
And I plant my axe into the skull.
And you just see him go... The skull splits right inside of his head. Blood just squirts everywhere. All of his people kind of gasp in horror as their leader is slain in front of them. He drops to the ground.
I wrench the axe.
Okay, as you wrench his axe, he just falls forward, face down. What do you do, Mike? I guess you're just bashing up some because they're all there.
Since I only went
kill
one
too.
Size,
so you kill. So all of them are dead. Okay. So
I'm taking the biggest one first, though.
Sure. Well, the biggest one was the one that he was going after.
You bastard! Next biggest.
Not a problem. So you just go and you kill off the dwarves there. So you just went and then slashed up the dwarves, and they just lay in the ground like bleeding out of their wounds and whatnot.
Sounds about right.
All right. Interesting. So
time for us to loot down.
In the distance, you see a young kid who seemed to witness the situation.
Oh, dear God.
And he seems to be running away in horror.
Should I throw my axe at him?
Dwarves eat children?
He could.
Can I catch this child?
You're gonna catch him feed him to your orc?
Children are slow, aren't they?
Yeah, he's slow. He's definitely slower than you.
Okay.
It's gotta be a speed test.
Don't forget, Dora.
Is he slower than him?
He's got a speed of 2.
No, he is slower than him.
Agility isn't a factor in this at all, is it? No,
it's just speed.
Okay.
Agility's
I have a speed of 3.
So you're not that much faster.
Well, you can always get help, or you can get him to sick him.
What? His equivalent speed of 3?
Okay.
Yeah, it is too.
You are large. You will throw me to give me a start.
I can do that.
Okay.
That is not a problem. You will throw me to give me a head start, and I will...
Alright, then it's going to be a link test. It's going to be an ob 3 to throw him.
Okay.
If you're successful, he gets a +1 dice to his speed, trying to catch the child.
Okay, so what's that based off of?
Your power.
My power? Oh, I got a 6 power.
Yeah. So he just threw you successfully, so narrate. Do you see the kid running off?
You're going to say, Orc, help me.
Or you
roll me
just...
at that kid. Whoa. Catch him.
Alright, so you go flying. So you get an extra dice. And I guess technically you can get a helping dice too.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
so
thought
you also,
that was what the extra dice were.
No, the other one's a link test. He had to pass. If he failed, he would have got a -1 to his roll instead. So the helping as well.
Okay, so now
versus
I'm
two.
Poised to catch him.
Yep. 1 success. Right.
I grab this child.
Yep.
And I knock him unconscious.
Alright, so you just go through him and just smack him in the head.
Okay. Knock him unconscious.
Alright.
Walk straight back to my orc. He has probably a side cloak or something.
Okay.
We wrap him like a bundle of...
You take the kid?
And we wrap him up like any other
beard.
You're
not going to beat him.
And we're going to... You're going to carry him and we're just like any old piece of gear. We'll continue on our way and leave town.
Oh my god. Okay, let's do this shit. Kidnapping!
Excellent. That's not gonna backfire at all.
Excellent.
Okay. So.
He's the only witness, and now he's wrapped in a cloak.
Hopefully, the only witness. Don't forget who
he said
is.
That he was the only witness. Or maybe.
That you saw.
Change that.
Yeah.
As much as he wants, I'm guessing.
No. There's always
extortion,
limitations.
Extortion, kidnapping, we're going to go away for a long time.
Alright, so, you guys, were you heading off to know? You were heading off to find what's his name, right?
Yes.
Alright.
I need to find...
Not going to
Dredger.
Dredger,
right. So, you're going to look for Dredger? Well, he's... Actually, you know where he is. You know where he hangs out to.
Yep.
Where does he hang out to? Generally.
I'd say there'd be some kind of a camp or something like that near the human farms that he would be at.
And
he'd be forced between a couple farms.
Is it? But do you usually meet him alone, or do you usually meet him with a horde, a group?
Ooh, I'd say I'd normally meet him with a group.
So he usually got a group of orcs. So does he like lead those orcs, and they're not hostile towards you, or?
He would lead the orcs, whether they're hostile or not. Like he was formerly an ally of mine. It was helping me to take power, but when I fell from power, he started sucking up to the other guy.
He sort of played both sides.
So your side. I'd say he wouldn't be hostile towards me, but I won't.
So he has a separate band of orcs.
The rest of his clan.
All right.
Like somebody in his clan could rat me out.
Can we say that this band of orcs is in the north part of the forest?
Yes,
they're in a forest. I want that.
They're in a forest, okay. They're in the north part of the forest near the farms.
Yeah.
I like this. Excellent.
Oh dear.
And we back to you. Yes. Back to you. So, what do you do now that everybody's dispersed from the...
Well, I have just sort of told everybody, you should kind of not do this, because this guy's a blatant liar. However...
Yeah.
Having just sort of told everybody they have to go, I'm not so great at the whole arrow-making business, and my profession does kind of lie in protecting people.
Hmm.
On top of that,
yeah.
I've got, like, elf artifacts and stuff. I have resources, but not money, really.
So, yeah, he's like, well, I understand, and he says, Darren...
Oh, so they're still around?
Yeah, they're still there.
Okay. Well, we've been saying that things need to change.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say... you know what? I say, look, Darren, we both know that you were training to be a soldier protector before the fall.
Yes.
And you're as handy with the sword as any of our people. You know of who need the coin and have the skill to survive such a task.
I am unsure, brother. But... if I were to say, I seen a band of dwarves not too long ago. They seem pretty tough.
Perhaps they'd offer better coin than the humans would.
Yes.
Less racial tension among the dwarves.
I hear they hang out at that dwarven bar.
Dwarven bar? Very well, then.
Have you seen my child around? There, Lindera says as she opens up the barn. Is he in here?
What?
He has just wandered off.
Well, he is old enough to be like volunteering for mercenary work, so he can't be that young.
Mm.
Her other son.
Her other son, yeah.
With her, she left.
Oh.
And now she can't find him.
No. I can't say I have. Have you lost him?
Well, when...
Kill the kid, did you?
No, and I'll come out.
Yeah.
Yes, Jenna.
She's not dead yet.
Jenna. It's a girl.
Ah!
We kidnapped a girl. So...
Oh, dear Lord.
John. And you wanted the freedom for you?
Yes.
You don't act innocent in this like you wouldn't either.
Jenna, I thought we wouldn't be very long. I mean, she must have came and followed us. I've just been looking and... And all of a sudden you hear a loud amount of screams and down the road.
I'm charging down the road towards the scream. Darren, with me!
You see, like, some old woman and she's crying and stuff. And then you see some people come out of the bar and whatever. And they start coming over and say, and you see, you know, you're not there, but he's just this dwarf lady, a little bit scruffy, a little bit. And she's like, oh, Lord, what happened here? She says. I'll go, of course, but...
My question exactly.
You see the slaughtered remains of these dwarves on the ground. It looks like there was a bit of a shuffle.
These wouldn't happen to have been the dwarves you were looking for, would they? Please tell me these are not the dwarves you're looking for.
Oh, good. This is not good.
Those wouldn't happen to have been the mercenaries that were here, would they?
I knew you. I knew them pretty well. They were my best customers. This smaller dwarf speaks up. She seems to be spitting in a mug, like, even outside. What a mess.
Who murdered these men?
Well, I tell you, there was a bit of a scuffle earlier in my bar. There was this... it was a friend. He wouldn't have anything to do with this, though.
Was it the humans? Distrustful, angry
She, like, freezes for a moment. You see, like, gears kind of working in her head. And then she looks around.
Yeah!
It must be the humans, she says, with a bit of agreement to her words. She's, like, not very good liar.
Clearly not. Strange. What reason would the humans have to kill a band of dwarven mercenaries?
In the background, you see, like, a small group of people, probably the guard, the city guard, like, the mercenary guards, whatever, sort of come up and be like, what's the matter here? What's going on? And they're all human.
There appears to have been a battle.
A battle? And he, like, sips in some blood, and he just looks down, and he's like, what is this, a massacre? It's in our town? It was your fault, one of them says, speaks up. The what's his name, Darren, speaks up. I heard it, she said it. And she's like, ah. And she, you see her kind of like, back off a little bit.
Silence yourself, Darren. The wench has had too much of her own drink.
Well, someone's got to answer for this.
There are few... I've never seen a city guard who carried an axe.
The bull wasn't carrying an axe.
This looks something like a scuffle between rival bands. Are there any other mercenaries in town?
How the hell should I know? Mercenaries come in here all the time. They're like a nagging pest.
You're a guard. It would behoove you to know the threats in town.
Well, I'm a guard of higher purpose. I'm a mercenary of higher purpose, he says. These lowly mercenaries don't belong in our town. We deal with it. That's what we're paid to do.
Not very well, evidently.
I suppose you're right. We could do a better job. But perhaps, are you offering some help or assistance? I want to know who caused this to happen. Whose fault is this? And you see the dwarf lady kind of like more nervous. And she's like, I'll be back.
I'm a stopper.
Okay. She goes to move.
Yeah, I just grab her by the back of the shirt.
Yeah.
You are going nowhere. You clearly know more than you have let on.
Let me alone. I don't know nothing.
Who has done this, little dwarf?
And all the guards are, like, looking directly. She has something to do with this.
What?
The guards look over and it's like, oh, she has something to do with this? Maybe we should bring her in for questioning.
I don't like humans, but on the other hand, she's clearly lying to me, which I have a very big issue with.
I don't know anything, okay? Okay, look, there was a bit of a scuffle. That's all I know.
Between who?
Are you intimidating? What's your intent?
I am demanding with authority.
Persuading
or
intimidating?
Well, I'm not trying to be intimidating. I just expect people to answer me. I'm an Uthark.
That's intimidating.
That's intimidating.
All right.
So, intimidation.
My character doesn't see this as intimidating. That's just, like, he's a king. This is what he does.
Yeah,
so you just give me a roll, and then I roll it. I just tell you what I do.
Yeah.
So, I don't think I am trained in intimidation.
Oh, wow.
However, it is also a will skill.
She has a will 3.
I hate for you to try and intimidate me. I would brutally intimidate you back.
What's your intimidate?
Probably very bad.
This is the wrong book.
Oh my god, where's my d6 is gone?
But my will is only 6.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, take his and we'll use my dice.
I just need one more.
Oh.
Dice.
So.
She has a will of 3.
You need a book.
Skill.
Hey, don't forget, that dice is now. Oh, yeah, never mind. You're not doing...
It's a beginner's luck.
Yeah, beginner's luck.
So...
Not a problem. 3 successes.
Jesus. So I need 4. I get only 2.
She says, I'm not telling you nothing. And the guards are like, we'll take care of this. And they push you out of the way. Not even, like, lightly. They push you out of the way, like, hastily. As in, like, they shove you, like, almost to the point where you're falling over.
Oh, that does not sit well with me.
and they take here by the arms is like, you'll be answering to us now, little dwarf. Get your arms off me! I've got a visitor on you! You bastards!
She's like fighting. Hold on. I didn't give you permission to take her anywhere.
We don't need permission from you. You're just another pointy ear anyway.
They die today. No one questions the Etharch of Salen.
And there's a couple elves come out from the crowd, and they're like, especially Darren. Darren's like, yeah, motherfucker! But he didn't say that, but he's like, nobody
acts
questions
of rebellion.
Us.
Oh yeah, nope. I don't bow to the will of humans.
Okay, we're gonna skip there. Okay, you guys. You found the orc base. It's oh yeah, like
to the forest.
Yeah, fuck all the other shit. Okay, you guys find the the person's still unconscious. They have wrapped up whatever. You find the
believer down by a tree. Let's say you find the orc. Okay, I'll let you finish. Sorry.
Oh yeah, you find like the usually leave her down by a tree. Okay,
no, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
No, see, as it stands, you're going to go in. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to climb a tree and wait. And we plan on killing these orcs, so we've already decided that. I'm going to spring into the trees, flying with an axe.
You find the camp, right? What do you do?
I stroll into the camp.
What do you do?
I either climb a tree or I flank around.
Okay.
Club tree.
Climb a tree? With the kid? Or you're putting the kid down? Or?
Leave the kid down by the tree.
Okay. Alright. So the kid's wrapped up pretty tightly?
Yeah, you don't even know it's a kid.
Okay, just wrapped up.
It's in the bushes next to the tree.
Okay.
You don't know it's there.
We're so fucked, man.
Alright. So
you guys just shove the kid up in the tree?
No. They left her down the base of the tree while he climbed it.
Okay.
The nice tree gives me a vantage point to spring out.
Yeah.
Because I expect this to escalation.
Alright.
An orc band? Well, that's more than challenging. Anyways, continuing on.
Smash them all open.
So, you enter the orc camp, and the first thing you do is the orcs sniff you. They kind of like smell the air. Like, they speak in that vile language.
So, what are they saying?
The hell are you doing here? Send follow one.
Where's Dredger? Dredger? You think you'll talk to Dredger? I will talk to Dredger!
And they're like, yeah. And then suddenly, like...
Angry posture.
And then suddenly you got the Dredger, and he's like... comes out from, like, his little teepee hut thing. And he's kind of, like, rips open the thing. He's like, Dredger here! What do you want?
Dredger!
Growl! And he's, like, going up the... Looks like he's gonna punch you.
Yeah.
But he like hits his head against yours as a greeting.
Grool take throne. I heard that one before. come in tent, we
Grool,
talk.
Good this time.
I thought you'd be dead. Come on in tent, we talk.
They'll run the little girl away.
Okay.
And the orcs just kinda like stare at you a little bit and then they're like, ugh. And they go back into thing. You see, like, cows and stuff kind of put into, like, these really rough-shaped fences, and they're, like, kind of caged up and stuff. Right? Like, all these different, like, animals and stuff look like...
Some of them have bites taken out of them already?
Yeah, there's, like, dead animals around, too. It looks like... Well, they pillage, right? And they just take it and shove it in. They don't know what to do.
I just have picturing, like, some cows walking around...
There's some wolves, too.
There's a bite taken
out. Some wolves around. Your wolf is an insect. But there are wolves around. And they're sniffing around. So he reaches to the tent and he like sits down and he goes, what's two? And he begins like making this pot of like bubbly.
Sure. Who likes stew?
Who
likes Dredger stew?
Begins pouring up.
So, what make you think you're going to take throne over?
Gruul have plan.
Plan? What plan?
Gruul walk in mountain, Gruul take run ash.
I like. But you're always so thick in head.
Gruul stab in face.
Gruul has an axe to grind.
Grind on bones. He sent me out here. Now I piss off humans.
treasure have big purpose.
When he tried.
But Gruul can give greater purpose.
I don't know if you can do it. You're just, So what are you trying to do? Persuade him to join you?
Join, yes. Join my fight.
What should persuade?
I don't have persuade exactly.
So how will you do it then?
I'd intimidate him, maybe?
So you roll your hatred. Root intimidation is half of your hatred plus whatever points you put into it. The same way as normal things. So it'd be like, you know, tip over his stew onto him and be like, ah, crush you!
Not just tip it over, but actually smash, put my foot and fist through the damn pot. Through the damn cauldron.
Okay. Sure. Alright. For roll your brutal intimidation, he has 4 will.
So his brutal intimidation, he took the 5, right?
Yes.
So your brutal intimidation is, in fact, 5.
Yeah, so you have...
But 3s are successes.
Yes.
So, yeah. So you have 5 dice.
5 dice,
or... Because you just... You
five,
brought your five, thing down the terrain.
Down, right?
Okay.
He has 3 successes.
I have all but 1 success.
4.
And it's open-ended, so I get another dice.
Right, anytime you use it. Right.
So 4... 4 successes it is.
4 successes?
Yep.
So, he begins trembling a little bit as you, like, really, pretty much, like, threaten him.
You will join my side. We will retake the throne. And I'll do something about your position here. and we can both have honor and glory.
Honor and glory. You must promise me I'll be your lieutenant, your side captain, your trusted ally, I need a position of power.
You will be all of that and more.
Fine. Then you've got my help. If this is what it takes.
Great, now he's got two marks to deal with.
Well, no, he is bad. So I'm going to tell you that you should be very careful using your brutal intimidation.
Yeah.
Every time you use it, it counts as a routine pass, and routine passes for both hatred and greed are always a success. They always count towards advancement.
Yes. So once your hatred hits, 10, you're done for. Yeah, but anyways, he's like, fine. I don't like the way you do this, but I'll do it because of who you are. And how do you expect us to? And what do you expect us to do then? We're out here now farming off cattle off the nearest farm. How do you expect Gruul to help us out now? How's King Gruul gonna help me out now? Our band's about 8 orcs.
Let's crush them.
Attack the town? We'll be destroyed.
Let's see if I can't figure this out. Because there could still be unfaithful...
Among the people, yeah, absolutely. There's only 8 plus him there. There's 9 altogether.
Gruul have secret ally.
And how do you plan on getting everybody else to follow you? The moment that I start following you, they're going to turn on me.
You have an ally at the
end. We kill them. Ooh. We kill them all. Put their head on spikes. Show Gonash that I've returned.
Yeah! And he's like, yeah, we'll kill them!
Call the first one in here.
I shall call a council meeting tonight. We'll have this rally and see who is actually on our side. Perhaps we can find more allies. And we'll crush this mountain and retake it for the true orcs.
I am ally. He is small, but he is willing and trustworthy.
Yeah. And it just goes back to cleaning up his stew, picking it up and eating it, like, in the dirt. Sounds good.
It was good stew.
As of right now, though, you're not a leader of the tribe. Get out of the tent.
Okay, I'll be back.
Call me back.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Alright, it was pretty much kicked you out.
I'm not going to leave and I head back towards trees.
By the time that's doing that little cocoon thing is starting to wiggle around and stuff. Seems like everything's going in order. This land.
you see, like, I'm thinking of, like, orc stew and my hand is covered with orc stew. I'm just like, Gretchen will join us.
And the others?
Join us.
Head on, Spike.
We will play a dangerous game. Plus, I'm with you. And now for,
You hear?
What shall we do with this?
She's clearly an elf, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're not hungry.
Damn. Now what do we do?
We're horrible people! Arbitrary murder of small girl children.
Wow.
No, seriously, though, you're not hungry. What did you expect? I don't recall seeing a well on the way here, so that rules out that opportunity. Is there anybody we can get some coin for this, or should we just return it?
I don't think we should return.
Back to the tavern it is.
Interesting. Okay.
I want the town to recognize me that I'm not just another orc.
That's right, you do.
This you is going to end up so bad.
So, yeah. What are you doing now? So you're not taking it from this human guards.
Oh, I'm fucking murdering this guy. He is an ass.
How are you murdering
him? I'm a fucking Etharc. He is a gnat to me.
How will you murder him?
Oh, I'm drawing my sword, looking to Darren, and say, today we take a step towards revolution, and I'm attacking the fucker. I'm just going forward. I'm going to stab the fucker.
All right. What are you doing, he says, as you're charging after him. So, the way it works with the... I don't think... We're not going to do the fight mechanic. We're just going to do the bloody versus.
Bloody versus? So you pick attack and defense.
Yeah. So many dice is attack, so many dice are defense, right? I made sure you guys do a versus test just to get used to the dice. But a bloody versus is so many dice is attack, so many dice is defense, and you have to say which ones you do. It only gives you one extra dice if you're wearing armor.
Two, four, five, six.
In actual fight mechanic, which we'll probably will get to tonight, I'm not sure, it works out different.
One of these is... this is...
Yeah.
Somewhere...
Okay.
Yeah. Bloody versus is a just a quick and dirty way of one roll finishes combat.
Okay.
So
I've got three attack, four defense.
I'll take six defense and put the rest into attack.
Sure. And I'm rolling his attack. He has two successes to it.
My defense.
If you have more than two, you
just
block it.
Just one.
Just one.
Oh, you got lucky.
Wow. All right.
Lots of threes, Aaron.
So we'll have to
lots
do this.
Threes.
Hit. And the other dice. So it's three. It's a one. That's only one success for its defense.
One, two,
yep.
Three,
yep.
Four,
yep.
Five,
yep.
Six.
Yep. Right now, your first success, because of his defense, he only got one, was canceled. So you have another, so just get rid of one of them dice. Five. Your next success hits him with your first thing is for your sword, which would be
four.
Is my B4, right?
So my incidental is...
Yeah, is a B4.
Yeah.
Your add, you can use two dice to get an add to upgrade that to a B whatever.
So we'll make that a M.
Yep.
And then we'll make that an S.
Spear your hit.
And he's targeting his torso, I assume? Or is
he has a mortality of 11, so how much damage are you doing?
Oh, he's dead. That's 12.
So you slay him. Yeah.
I just decapitate the fucker.
He did a damage to you as well.
Yeah, he does his incidental.
Yeah, so as you begin going after him, he draws his sword, and you, like, shank him one real good. right in the... Where would he hit him to?
Dirty bottle.
I'm decapitating him.
Chop his head off.
His neck. Like, I do a side swing, and I'm just... Sending right. His head
so
flying.
If you guys hit swords a couple times. So you guys do kind of do a little battle thing, right? And then hit you for a B5.
Ooh. Jesus, that's a nice incidental. Sure, if he hits his S, he does 15 damage.
I don't think so. It says 12.
Huh. I don't remember having much hit points in this yet.
Oh. Yeah. So there's no hit points in this game.
Oh, okay.
So hit you. He used the wound table. So he hits you for a B5 for incidental.
All right.
What does that do to you?
That puts me at light.
Light? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nothing. So, check it off. It's a light wound.
So it's like a scratch to the cheek.
A little bit more than that. He has this bleeding wound, but it's not like huge and deep and ever bleeding, but it's enough to be like, fuck, that hurts. You get minus one to all your stats at any roll you make. Just keep that in mind. Yeah, tell it to you. But you clearly decapitate him in front of people, and everybody was like, ah! And Darren looks like he was about to attack, but he sees you went in to attack, and he just stands back and drops his weapon and begins running away with his wife. He tries to get his wife to run away. She's like, no, I had to find my kid. I had to find my child.
So wait, I call Darren to help me, and he flees like a bitch?
After seeing you kill him, yeah.
Cowardly little fuck.
From an elf.
Well, yeah. I just decapitated a guy.
Yeah, well, the guard person that's supposed to be in the town, right? So there's another dead body to go with the dwarves, right? So then everybody begins running away. They don't know what to see with this, except for some of the elves. Some of the elves stay there, and they kind of like look at you. And then
what about the guards? The guards kicking around?
There was a couple guards, and they're just kind of like confused. They're not sure what to do.
Not sure if this is worth the pay to deal with.
You guys enter.
Ready to give back our sack to
through the back.
Pointy ears we see.
Oh, God.
Darren is there. Darren looks like there's this guy trying to run off. And there's this other woman, right? Chasing him. And says, I have to find my child! You hear her say as she begins running towards the exit with Darren, who's trying to get the hell out of town now. There are some other elves around you, and they're sort of gathering around the new, the Etharch. But you see another dead body in winter, and some panicked people around.
I would probably take the child and just like hold it in my hands.
Inside the sack.
What? Inside the sack?
Yes, it's still in the sack. Chained up.
Why is it chained up? I think it's just wrapped in a fucking blanket.
Well, what else do we do with the chains?
The thing is just wiggling around.
I was supposed to be.
You see some pointy ears running out of town, though. They're running by you.
Okay. Would I call them pointy ears? I don't think I would call them.
I'd call them pointy ears.
You would? Alright. So.
So I'd kind of be there like.
excuse me.
Alright, one of them stops the woman. And she looks at him. She looks at you.
You scroll found. Offspring.
Yeah.
Grohl found this in corner. Grohl found little pointy ears.
Grohl find one return.
She just kind of looks at you, not sure what to make of this, and she's like, an orc! An orc! Orc! She points and screams as you're not chained up anymore.
Wait, so there's someone screaming orc in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
Like right behind
you. Right behind you.
I'm whipping around.
And there's an orc and a dwarf there. And the orc has something wiggling in his arms. Wrapped up. trying to give it to an elf who's backing away screaming orc. And Darren turns around. He's like,
and still running away like a bitch.
Darren ran away like a cunt. He must be with his wife.
He ran. Yeah, right. But he was up ahead, and then he heard screaming, and he turns around.
Well, I'm charging.
All right, you see this elf charging at you.
Sword drawn.
Quickly. I already got blood on the sword.
Oh
right?
God, I can't run away from a fight. Are you sure you want to do
this? Turn towards me. I have a bundle, wiggling bundle in my hands that I'm trying to give.
I would like.
You have no idea what the fuck I'm doing.
No. But as it stands,
you should be right next to me.
Yes, it's been a long day. I want to get back to the tavern. Grab the bundle, I wrap the head, and I toss it at you, charging in our direction.
You see an elf kid.
Okay. Take this.
Well, he's throwing it at you.
So something, I just see like something come flying.
Yeah, with an elven head.
Well, I can see it to now.
Yeah.
Unravel it so you can see
I guess
it.
I'm going to try and catch it.
So you just drop your sword?
How quick am I? Could I conceivably sheathe my sword and catch it?
You have a spare arm. It's only a small child's.
I'm not weak. I'm just gonna try and catch it, like holding my sword sideways, and I'll just be like,
"That's fine." You catch the kid in your arms. What do you guys do?
we are walking back towards that tavern from our end.
Child!
Help me! Help me! Obviously she knows who you are, right?
What? Yeah.
And your name is again?
Haldir.
Haldir. Haldir! It was horrible! They had me tied up! They killed people!
I did not tie her up!
He did it all!
I'm a child!
I guess I'm walking up to the child? I don't know what
it's
to do
Jenna.
With
this. You know whose child it is.
Lyndra.
And she's screaming for
yeah.
her baby. We've
it doesn't
been walking
look,
away.
It doesn't look like she's been mistreated as much, but she does have like red marks on her some parts of her skin. Mainly from
record of cloth, fine.
I'm sure you guys weren't gently carrying like a baby. It sounded like you were carrying her like a piece of meat at first. Because you were trying to feed him to him. You weren't like
but
being overly careful. So she
got
some like red marks on her skin, that's all.
We weren't hungry. Yeah.
They killed
projectile child.
Yeah. She speaks up. She's like,
have too many
they killed the elves, the dwarves, those men, and then they took me. They took me away!
Two of them. Killed. Six of them.
I can see the crying starting now.
And then abducted
and killed six of them.
Just cries.
Right. Well, deal with your child. I am not a mother.
She's like, takes
a
oh,
I
Jenna,
just give
Jenna.
Her the baby.
Darren comes back. It's
turn
just like,
around,
oh, no, Jenna, whatever.
Walk. After the, like, are the guards still hanging around?
They're
scared.
Yeah, they're kind of scared, yeah.
Well, they should be.
And they seem to be making their way back towards the mayor's house.
Yeah, as long as they're leaving. I've had more than enough of this slavery nonsense. I am the
ether. The door to the tavern is locked.
Bang on the door.
Bang, bang, bang. No answer.
Kick the door down.
Wow, okay. Well, you see a couple, you see a dwarf and an orc kicking the door in.
I'm going up to
the tavern.
Wait, before we kick the door down or as we kick the door down?
Well,
he walks quickly.
I don't know.
You guys are kicking the door in.
I approach you as you kick the door in.
Yep.
Excuse me.
What do you want, pointy ears?
By the way, the purse is vacant.
Well, yes.
The bar is empty. And we continue to walk in and serve ourselves as he, I'm sure, follows us. What do you do?
You.
I sit down at a table.
Child!
Put my foot up on the table and start drinking. Yes, what of it?
Projectile child!
Yes.
Why did you have a child?
My orc wanted to return us.
Child! Where did you get the child? The projectile child that you threw at me while I had a sword.
And the child is unharmed. Thus, what do you want from us?
Your to know.
Child.
What?
Yes, it's true.
Why take the child? Why was there the taking of the child?
Dwarf
the
child
of other dwarf's death.
A few mercenaries got in my way, and you saw the corpses out there. That was my handiwork. The child was the only witness.
Only six.
Hey,
duel was in Grog's favor.
We're gonna pretend the child never happened for the moment. Because I don't want to know. It's alive. It's alive.
Unharmed.
Problem solved.
Girl,
no longer an issue. You didn't kill it. It's not. I don't know.
We didn't
what time
to
okay.
You
time.
Ki-
11 o'clock.
Okay.
You killed the dwarves, yes?
Yes.
Why is there an orc? There's an orc. Why is there an orc? There,
my friend.
You're friends with an orc. Why are you friends with an orc?
Because he kills save. Other orcs. And saved my life once.
Rule save orc.
It kills orcs?
Yes. The orc that kills orcs. Is that really such a surprise?
Is it house trained?
More or less.
Why are you talking about Gruul like that?
It has a name? You don't have a name.
Who are you, flimsy elf man? talk to Gruul like that. Gruul, a great, strong
I have a job for you.
Job for us.
We'll get more booze.
No.
Shove off one of your ears, we're here for ale.
Which is purchased with...
coin. But seeing as there's no one around, right now it's purchased by taking it off the shelf.
Not a big fan of the barkeep. You go ahead and do that, but that's sort of a temporary solution. Make this perfectly clear. I am not a big fan of orcs. My people are not doing well. The humans have done little but oppress us and steal from us. We are essentially slaves. I seek to fix this.
What does that have to do with a dwarf?
A dwarf who's very handy with an axe. I intend to kill the orcs. All the orcs.
For the right price, I might be interested.
You want Kill Gruul too? We'll show you how to use axe.
Toothbrush. Regardless.
What is this toothbrush?
I'll promise you a title and 10,000 gold pieces upon completion.
So I'm getting paid a mountain of coin to slay orcs?
The orcs.
Gruul won't understand. We want kill orcs, and you want to pay us kill orcs. Gruul think we win.
I have to agree with my friend here on that one.
Kill the orcs, get money. Easy in, easy out.
Gruul already have plan. We go into mountain, we kill orcs. Plan succeeds.
You know what? It's been a long day. I'm going to go with it.
Good plan. You two do that. I'll use your distraction to go kill the king.
So I think you'll be
taking
us
Gonash.
On our...
Gruul will kill king.
Long as he's dead at the end of the day, doesn't really matter who does it.
Well,
Gruul will smash Gonash.
Well, pointy ears, are you going to watch us, or are you coming with us on this?
You've got it backwards. You're coming with me.
Gruul not like tiny, flimsy man.
Tiny, flimsy man not like Gruul stench.
This pointy ears is funny.
I'm just gonna... just break wind now in front of him.
What's the height difference between your characters?
That's a good question.
I think we're approximately the same size. So I don't think orcs or elves are particularly large.
I think you're just physically larger, Mike.
Ooh,
so much as that.
You're just really
so
muscly.
Physically bulkier.
Yeah,
like you're real life.
Exactly. Sort of. Wow, orcs.
Like
I don't think there's that big of a difference in this world.
Well, we don't need to go into details. We can just make it up in narrative.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
It's, we created the world. We can make elves whatever size we want.
You may be a filthy pointy ears, but I like your proposition. Let's grab some supplies for
one more thing. You will never refer to me as pointy ears again.
Don't. Laughing in your face. Just have a be of. Working myself a lot. It's unlikely you'll be telling me what to do aside from kill orcs.
Then it's unlikely you'll be getting paid.
Well, then I see no other reason to tolerate your pointy ass presence. Find another tavern.
There are plenty of other mercenaries I can pay to do this work.
None are half as good as we are.
For the coin I've offered you, I could buy 10 times as many.
No other.
Why waste your time here?
Convenience, you're closer, and you're confident.
Real confident.
Small numbers makes things easier.
Let's stop talking and start getting the ale off the shelves. We need supplies. Grab that keg. I'll check the pantry for dried meat.
I'm going to go get the cart. Do what you need to do.
Get Gruul want armor. Flimsy armor, not do.
I'll see what I can do.
Alrighty.
Me too.
I'm going to get him armored. I'm going to dye it pink. And draw pretty, pretty flowers on it. I'm getting a cart and pink armor with pretty, pretty flowers on it.
When you leave the bar,
It seems a couple. There's a band of elves outside the bar waiting for you.
Very good.
They seem a little bit upset.
With me, or just in general?
With you.
I see.
What are you doing to us? We've already got a bad enough reputation. If they know that, if they think that we're going to be killing off people, do you know what's going to happen to us?
I'm well aware of the humans' opinion of us and what repercussions will come.
You pretty much put a death sentence on our head, one person says, speaks up in the background.
You will not speak to your Etharch in this manner.
I'm sorry, Malish. It's just... What do? We can't stay here now.
We leave.
We leave?
You have a month to prepare everyone. We are taking back our homes. I will be going ahead.
They all kind of talk about
elite
themselves.
Band of mercenaries. Shifty eyes. To free our lands from Orkin influence.
They all talk among themselves and stuff.
Orkin? Orkish?
Orkish, yeah.
Orkish influence.
Yeah. They sort of talk among themselves and they're like, I'm there. And they swallow hard. They're taking the information in.
Very good. You, fetch me a cart and horse.
Just like,
I'm just pointing at one and telling them to do it.
Okay, well, with what, sire? Would you like my pitchfork?
I'm sort of assuming that one of them has a cart and a horse somewhere. I don't care how he gets it, he just has to go get it.
Yes, so he's like, yes, sire, I'll round up the carts and get it. He kind of goes off to do it.
All right.
And the other one's like, well, what about us? What about during the meantime? It's going to be a month. A month?
It will take time to prepare to leave.
As long as the humans don't get in our way.
Spread the word, but keep it quiet.
I think you just pissed off the entire band of guards.
Tell them I've gone rogue. Blame me.
Oh, and they all kind of like...
They all well know my... Like, all the guards who saw me well know who I am.
Yeah. And they're all sort of, like, kind of, like, backed off by it. And they begin...
Also, I'm 425 years old.
Yeah. But they're all... They were humans. So they don't have no idea about, like, elven history and stuff, really.
No, but, like, someone that's been around that long...
Yeah.
You don't really fuck with them.
They don't know that, though. They don't know how old you are.
Really?
Well, if it's just like, mercenaries that are just in town...
Yeah, but they may not know how old I am specifically, but if they're aware of who I am... Like, I have a reputation of 3, which means I'm just, like, famous throughout the nation.
True.
They may not know my exact age, but they do know how
old I am. But they don't know your name or anything.
And I know I'm the king. They should know my name.
Well...
In theory,
by your face? By your look? Because all elves look alike, right?
By his name on himself.
It's kind of one of those things where you just sort of, like, you see the armor and the guy, and you're like, holy shit, that's the guy with the armor.
Yeah. And you got a little bit of a wound. Where'd you get your wound to again?
I think you said it was my arm, yeah?
Right, yeah. So you got a little slicing arm. I think it was your torso, actually, because I only got 1 success.
Oh, yes. That'd be a torso.
Yeah.
Has a little cut on my torso.
Yep.
It's just on the chest.
Chest or your side or something. Oh, not that bad.
I'm an elf. There's not much to go through to get to bone.
Yeah. So they begin dispersing, disgruntledly.
All right. And I guess I'm going to an armorer to get him armor.
Sure.
Pink.
And since you have an insane amount of resources, you just get it.
They just walk in. I'm like, I'm the king of the elves.
Well,
I have stuff, right? Like, I do have money, just not, like, king amounts of money.
So what do you guys end up doing in here? Your bar, well, this is all going on.
I'm stealing cakes of beer.
I've got a nice stop.
You have like a you're like the worst friend.
Me?
Yeah, man.
Olga knows I'll pay her back. Where is Olga? As I'm reading these, he's looking at you.
He's looking at me.
Yes, you're the only one else in this bar.
Bathroom?
I've been down for an awful long time now. You've been in here talking, chatting, having drinks, and wait for her to come back. Expense. She hasn't come back.
We're going to be good friends, but I at least tell her when I raid her pantry for supplies so she keeps tally.
She's also
what I owe her.
She's in a relationship.
We should find her before we leave town.
One of these
okay.
Is
Okay.
Where we start looking.
Where's that pointy-eared bastard?
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna stop it there. So, I want you guys to take your character sheets home with you. And take a look at your beliefs. Think about your character and see if any beliefs changed. Or any beliefs are different. Or maybe you want to get rid of one in order to get another. Just run it by me if it's something big. Earning Eartha. So this is very good. This is basically what you would consider an outside level experience thing. It's really important. This is how you're able to succeed against things that are normally not able to succeed. Fate. Players may also nominate another player for Eartha Awards, specifically Fate and Persona points, not deeds. Also, players can nominate GMs, PCs for Eartha as they see fit. So you can also give NPCs that you think play these roles well. You can nominate them to get a fate point or something like that. Which
can I nominate people right now?
Not yet. The GM is obligated to accept. Fate Eartha is rather common. A few points earned every session. Persona points are gained when you complete personal goals, so frequently of award it's entirely up to gameplay, but usually only one per session. Deeds are awarded at the end of the game after a long series of personal goals as a result to a character accomplishing a really big thing. Fate points. Beliefs. Fate points are earned for manifesting a character's belief in a convincing and entertaining manner. Entertaining doesn't mean funny. We all enjoy a good dramatic performance now and then. It is a very open condition, so there's a lot of room to get players' belief involved. This award is given when playing a belief serves a purpose and drives the game forward. We're going to go to you. Read your beliefs off.
The worker saved my life, so...
You need to save on that shit.
Yep. So yep. That came.
Yep.
Worker slapped my comrades. Comrades, so they will pay with their blood. I'll stop at nothing to...
Beliefs come up this game. In a driving manner. In a way that serves a purpose and drives the game forward.
Really.
Okay. Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Your beliefs.
I will behead Gonash and regain my lost honor. I will show this town I'm more than just another orc. I will not rest until I find my wolf hatred.
Okay. Have any of those beliefs serve a purpose and drive the game forward?
I half think so.
Okay.
Well, I think the child is why he...
I was driven to return the child because I want to show the town that I'm not an orc, that it's
just another orc.
Town and
fate point.
Fate point for me?
Yes.
Sweet.
Brogan.
Yes. My beliefs are I will live up to my father's legacy. I will not suffer the false lord under the mountain to live. Those who violate nature's path must be returned to the earth.
Okay. Has any of your beliefs played it serves a purpose and drives the game forward?
First one has.
Yes. I believe it has. So I will give you a fate point for that.
Excellent.
Fate points are earned when playing instincts in such a way it gets the character in trouble or creates a difficult or awkward situation. If the GM, or the players, feels a player is being obstructive or disruptive with his instincts, the Eartha is not awarded. However, if you're playing the game for humor, by all means, grant the award. Instincts.
Never trust an elf. I insulted them the whole time I talked to him, but I don't think that really drove the story forward.
No, it's not about driving the story forward. It's about what gets you into trouble or creates an awkward situation. It didn't get you in trouble. You just kind of bantered into each other.
I accepted an insult on my second instinct.
Got you into trouble?
But it was still a fight.
Yeah.
Trouble's still brewing on that one.
Yeah. We'll say, then yes, that's a fate point
for that. Get us the child wrapped.
Yeah. It's a fate point for that one, because you have the guards now kind of like so wondering, looking around for you.
That?
It's fate point in the F for the fate point.
Here?
In the top, yeah. Alright. And what's your last one?
Never turn down a free gift.
Don't think that came up, did it?
And it
nothing happened even bad. Okay, you!
My instincts always take the biggest guy first. Never really came up.
Okay.
Yeah. I will never harm my allies. Once again, not really come up. Never back away from a fight. It didn't. I don't think it came up enough.
No. It did come up. You just decided not to take it.
never back down from a fight would be like the dwarf walked up and was kind of an ass in the bar and he just picked up a table and bashed it over his
head. That would have been a perfect opportunity to do that.
I like the situation that turned out afterwards, but
yeah,
you are right. I did miss that.
Right, but it's okay because you can alter your instincts.
And it's not something you always have to take.
No.
It's just a go-to.
Yeah, but if you do it, you can earn something if it puts you in a more difficult situation. Nag or...
Haldir.
Whatever.
Suck my hairy testicles, sir.
Watch them first.
Never bow to the will of a human.
Okay. It's a fake point, I
mean. That's happening.
Yeah.
Always fall asleep last, which didn't come up yet,
no.
I never lie.
They never got you into trouble, though.
No, I just kind of pissed a guy off.
Yeah, never really got you into trouble. It's not like you said something and it became like this big super insult and got me in trouble. Yes.
Yeah, I offended a lieutenant. It may later down the line get me into trouble.
We're almost done here. We still got to go to the last couple things here. Traits. Fate is awarded when using traits, but only for invoking traits that alter the direction of the story in an unforeseen way or makes life difficult for the character. Have your traits come up where you made your life difficult? I don't think so.
Not me.
Yes, I have not done that.
What's your traits? Your trait.
So mine could go either way. My traits are all like, you're an elf king. Like, I have 5 traits that go directly into you're an elf king, and one that says you're an elf swordsman.
But did it happen in an unforeseen way or make the life difficult for your character?
No. I use those to my advantage, by and large.
Humor. A fate point is awarded when a player can stop the table dead in laughter while in character. Dramatic plays often gets greater rewards. See embodiment and mold breaker. Does anybody make everybody laugh in character to the point where it's, I don't know, mold breaker, a humor?
In character?
My character
made you laugh out of character, but...
Not the entire table.
I don't think there was any, like, brilliant role-playing kind of deals going on for that.
That's kind of hard. He doesn't seem like...
Right skill at the right time.
Yeah. I do sometimes.
Lastly, a character... if a character has the right skill, when no one else does, to keep the story moving, he should get awarded a fate point. Consider it an award for a clever character burning. Keep this award rare, so that's not good. Embodiment is a persona, right? Persona. When a player captures a mood at the table perfectly and further drives the story onward, one persona point is awarded. Moments of great speeches, disparate decisions, and gruesome revenge fall into this category. It is tough to award to get, and the player must go above and beyond roleplay. But it was good. It was a good attempt.
He expects more from you.
I do. Because you've been playing more narratives.
But anyway. I think you can really embody an old
game. Speech with the...
Look, I'm not gay.
Dredger was amazing.
I know.
I smashed the fucking cauldron open. I fucking destroyed that bitch.
Yeah, I think some of these will be hard to play until we're on, like, a consistent...
Until we get, like, yeah. Once we start playing more, people go, okay, maybe I should take this part seriously because I want to get awarded this persona point.
Yeah. Right?
And then you realize how good persona points actually are. There's a list of it in the back here of what you can do with it. Moldbreaker. If a character comes to a point of the story where his beliefs and instincts and traits conflict with his decision he must make, a decision which he must go... If he plays out his inner turmoil, the conflict in his own guts, in a believable and engaging manner, he earns a persona point. I don't think I know them either. I know these are hard to get, aren't they?
But they're not.
But this is why they're not like experience points. They're not necessary.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't think these are ever meant to be you need these to play the game.
But this would actually increase the feeling of the game. What they're trying to do, right? Personal goods. A character who accomplishes a personal... personal goals. Personal goods. A character who accomplishes personal goals, revenge, promotion, seduction, victory, earns a persona point. Anybody complete their beliefs? Nobody completed their belief? Okay. Workhorse. Being the character, workhorse character, is the most relied upon given in any given scenario. Is rewarded persona point. This is for mundane stuff, like having the right gear to make the scene go, having a skill to... that the other characters be able to get safely through danger, or just shaving away because away behind the scenes to make it all work. Anyway.
The barmaid. I give the barmaid the workhorse for a vote.
Well, she did. I think it was great because she's my friend and she protected me from possible
situations. So Alga got a persona point?
Yep.
Alright.
I'm not sure I nominated for that, but I nominated for being awesome.
Okay, cool.
as often as she could. Not as often as she could be, but...
Well, she's not a very good liar. MVP. Being voted most valuable player for scenarios earns the persona points. Most valuable player is for that character who drives the story to its conclusion. The character who shines in the last moments and everybody agrees, damn, we couldn't do it without him.
The little elf girl, we never would have met 20 years if she hadn't gone back to town. That's the closest thing we have now.
So. I'm not giving her MVP for getting tied up.
And I don't think anybody's going to have any deeds. These are worth the points that are solely reserved for accomplishing goals larger than the character's personal goals. So that's basically the one big thing. Like, killing the Orc King and all that shit would be...
When I do that, I will have my persona point.
Yep. Well, you have your persona point and probably deeds. That's pretty big accomplished. Yeah. Alright, so that's the end of that session.